This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every single Tuesday. And without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultz Jr., the third.
Appreciate you guys. God, that'd be crazy if I were actually a junior.
So wild.
I know. It's fun.
Craziness.
And then you moved it on to the third.
Insane.
And then
getting
you're,
higgy with it.
Your kid's going to make it the fourth. You've already told him, right? Like, this is the deal.
I used to live by a guy.
Joe, I am the third, and he's the fourth.
Oh, sorry. So it's going to be the fifth. My bad. Yeah.
I used to live by a guy named David Davis Jr.
Jesus.
And then he died, and I met his son named David Davis the third.
Why?
It's like, all right.
Remember the old Oregon Ducks center, Chris Christopherson? Like, why did your parents name you Chris?
I mean, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, Chris Christopherson.
There is a...
Currently Jordan.
There is a basketball player. He played for Pitt, and he transferred to...
Panthers, what
he,
up?
He transferred to Texas Tech this year, and his name is Federico Federico.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
Couscous. So nice. They named him twice.
Yeah. Oh, we love it. We're so unique. Yeah.
Federico Federico.
Good job,
I think
parents.
He's from Sweden or something like that.
Not surprised. Although I'd be less surprised if they were American, because Americans do a lot of stupid
Finland.
Stuff.
Finland, excuse me.
Ah, Finns. The Finland. Okay, guys, let's start off with a fun one. This story actually coming out earlier today. Jason Greeley, former Major League Baseball player, I don't know if you remember him, pitched in the bigs for about 15 seasons. He was going viral today for attending the Pittsburgh Pirates game where Paul Skeens was pitching. And he was able to do so because of a really, really cool thing called an MLB Lifetime Pass. He's got this MLB gold card, essentially. Every player in the majors that makes it to, I believe, it's 8 years of service.
It's like a service time?
Yeah, of service time. I've seen some sources that say it's 10, but I know once you hit 10, you have like a full pension. And I think at 8 years is when you get this MLB Lifetime card. It is literally a gold-plated card that has your name on it. And it says Jason Greeley plus one guest. And what that gives him is at any Major League Baseball game at any time during the season, he just has to show up. So he could go to T-Mobile Park tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Show up, and they have to give him the best tickets in the stadium. and allow him to go right in.
Does it work posthumously? Like, could I have Jackie Robinson's?
I don't believe so. I don't believe it is transferable, like, to your kid or anything like that. But really cool benefit, guys. I've always thought that baseball kind of had some of the cooler perks for players that you could get. So, fair or foul, this MLB Lifetime Pass is the coolest perk in all of professional sports. For the players, of course. Fair or foul?
The fact that there are other sports that do giant things to your body that are not very cool and you don't get guaranteed contracts, I'm going to go with the yeah. The fact that I can be Earl Campbell and not allowed to walk, but I don't get much, then yeah. The idea, and I think that's, you know, as we sit here on Jackie Robinson Day, I think that's kind of the concept of baseball, is that at the end of the day, you play so many games. And you're out there every day. And if you're a pitcher, you're in the dugout for four, put on the mound for a fifth. Like, that's what you do. You go to the ballpark every day. So the fact that you're now retired and you have reached some milestone that allows you to gain the opportunity to go whenever you want, I don't see how NFL couldn't do that, because you're talking about baseball stadiums with 30 to 40,000 people in there. NFL stadiums, college football stadiums, like, can Eddie George just walk to the horseshoe and get a ticket whenever he wants? No, he's got to call the AD and talk to the ticket people, blah, 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 blah. But can you just show up and they just scan your card and give you whatever best
they
seat
literally,
they got?
You just show up to the ticket window. You're like, hey, this is me. I'm sure they take 5 minutes to confirm it, or they don't, and they just give it right to you.
Put it on the board! Yes.
I want to say fair, just because it's like, I don't know what other athlete perks we have to compare to. Like,
but
in the
I can't
NBA.
Imagine any of them are good at that.
Well, again, like, the NFL doesn't care about their players after they retire.
They
so
don't,
I mean,
care about their players, know, while they're playing.
While they're playing. Yeah, it's a good point. Just because it is timely, I'm going to say foul, in that once you become a Masters winner and all the perks that come with,
ooh,
that, that's pretty true, and just being able to be included in one of the most prestigious sports clubs of all time.
Like, next year, Rory gets to set the Masters menu dinner.
It's not
haggis for everyone.
You know what's funny? It's Joe. I love that you mentioned that. It's and Jordan, I love that you mentioned that. It's not even about the Masters dinner. It's about, can you imagine? And this is what I thought when I watched a majority of Sunday. And, you know, I'm not some golf expert. I'm not going to sit here and be Rop. You know, I'm not the boys in the morning. But, like, I watch majors for the drama, and the Masters especially. You know, I know how to, I can't golf for the life of me, but I know how to approach 12 from an armchair expert standpoint. And you sit there and I'm looking at Rory and...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If he doesn't win that green jacket, okay? Not just this year, but any year. Rory is still considered one of the greatest golfers of all time. Like, whether he's top 10, top 20, top 50, wherever you want to put him. But can you imagine? You know, it's kind of like the Mike Trout and Ken Griffey Jr. of baseball. Like, you are one of the greatest, Frank Thomas, you were one of the greatest players to ever play baseball, but you never even sniffed a World Series. You can't sit with us. And that's how the Masters is. And that's the respect, and that's what they've done to create their tradition and their club. And Rory could win the U.S. and the Open this year, and next year win the PGA and the Players and continue to rack up majors. But if he never had a Masters, they look at him and say, you can't sit with us.
Yeah, you're cool.
I'll give
and
you
all.
Credit on that, Joe. That's a good call.
You're cool and all, but your parents don't have as much money as ours.
Yeah, the Masters, I'll give you credit. Like, I won't change my answer as a diehard baseball fan, and I already said it. I don't want to go back on it. But, Joe, you're right. I mean, that club, that green jacket club, you know, Scottie Scheffler shoots a -8 and finishes fifth, and he's pissed, but at the end of the day, like, I'll see you next year.
I do find it funny, though. Yep.
And the next year after that, and after that, and after that, and after that.
I do find it funny, though, after Rory wins the Masters, his first major in 11 years, everybody's like, you know, I think he could win all of them this year.
Oh, of course.
He's
of
got
course.
A good shot. And
he's
like,
got a great, I mean, he's the favorite going into the U.S. Open.
If you look at where the majors are this year, like, yes, there are courses that he has traditionally played well at. But I find it funny. It's like the dude doesn't win one for 11 years. And now all of a sudden it's like, dude, I think he's got to run the table now.
It reeks of baseball's about to start. And it's like, you know, the Mets, they signed Juan Soto. You know, I think they're going for a World Series. And it's like, all right, got it. I hear you. All right, got it.
But that would be insane if he did end up pulling off a Grand Slam in 1 year after not winning a major for 11 years.
Give it to me. Shout out Rory. Full disclosure. Rooting for Justin Rose in that playoff.
I felt bad.
I was.
Because he has done this multiple times.
The run that he had.
He's led more rounds of the Masters than any player that has never won it. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a hell of a golfer. I was pulling for Rose, and I was booed at the bar.
Well,
cheering for Justin Rose.
It was either on Thursday or Friday when we were watching it here in the office, and Cooley made a remark like, "Hey, Justin Rose at the top of that." I'm like, "Yeah, this is what he does.
Yeah, this is what he does," and it's true. It's
and that was before I even knew the 10 round statistic. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Dude, he did this in I think 21. He led after Thursday and Friday, and then Hideki just had a wild Saturday."
I'll tell you a story about Justin Rose. What he does after the Women's British Open in the break.
All right, I'm down.
All right, we talked a little Mets before. Let's go Mets now with this question. Thought that this was a hilarious stat that I saw today. Fair or foul, guys, Ronald Acuna's little brother, Luis Sanhel, has more stolen bases than the whole Athletics team. Fair or foul?
Luis Sanhel Acuna?
That is correct. 23-year-old, younger brother of junior. Ronald.
I'm going to say fair because it smells fishy to me. Like Schultz, he's trying to throw us off and be like, actually, no, it is Ronald Acuna. I'm not going to say it is. I'm saying it's Luis Sanhel.
You know, I was going to be with you, but I'm going to say foul because you said it's a little fishy. Sounds like Jed Fisher might be up to something over there in Oakland.
Oh, God.
That's my only reason.
I like it. No, Joe's right on this one. It is fair. Yeah, Luis Sanhel Acuna has 4 stolen bases so far this season, and this is at the start of today. The Oakland
Athletics.
The Athletics. You know what? Call yourself Sacramento, you bunch of bitches.
So you're we can. Fired.
God. Anyways, the Athletics have 3 all season. We're 2.5 weeks in. They've only stolen 3 bases.
Fair or foul? A bonus question, fair or foul. The best stadium to watch on TV is Sacramento or Steinbrenner Field?
I can hear more on TV in Sacramento, so I would say that one.
Have you seen Steinbrenner Field?
I think
I don't know
really
if
nice.
I have.
I think it's really nice.
It's
I've been
nice.
Enjoying Steinbrenner.
I don't think I've watched any Rays baseball to start the season. The Orioles haven't played them yet.
That kid for the Red Sox hit one out of the stadium today.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's like if you're on the Yankees and you had to play in a mini replica of Fenway Park, essentially. That's what the Rays are doing right now.
It's a mini replica of Yankee
Stadium. Yankee
Stadium,
like, I know.
Aaron Judge is like, yeah, I'll play all Rays games.
Yeah, they had to cover up every single Yankees logo around the damn whatever grounds. Like, it's like,
it's better
God.
Than covering Roberto Clemente.
Okay. All right, moving on, guys. Cannot believe that I'm saying this, but the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim in California next to Disneyland came into yesterday leading the AL West by a game over the Texas Rangers. They're in second only by half a game, though, but they are surprisingly at the top of the standings. Mike Trout, one of the league leaders in home runs with six at this point, I believe. This just is kind of a hilarious one, guys. Fair or foul? The Angels will make the playoffs.
I didn't know you were going to say that. I didn't know you were going to say that, but I like threw my hand up. I was like, I want this one first. I want this one first. This team, so I watch a lot of English Premier League football, and Nottingham Forest has had an insanely awesome season. And one of the reasons why they've had an insanely awesome season is their team is constructed of a bunch of dudes that failed everywhere. And they just put them all together, got a manager, and they decided, let's try and win a league. They're not going to win the league, but they're probably going to qualify for Europe, Champions League, or Europa, we're not sure. But they are the little engine that could. And the Angels, that kid Paris at second base, Logan O'Hoppe, Mike Trout, you know, Ron Washington, like... They're well managed. You know they're going to be well managed. It's if are they any good? I think as much as I say that, my answer is foul. But God, I love this Angels team right now, and I want them to continue to be good. The AL West is completely the dumbest division in baseball right now, and I'm here for it.
If only they had Anthony Rendon, that could put them over the top.
If only they had. Oh man. Oh, they could have had this DH, what's his name? Shohei Ohtani. If only they had him.
That would have helped.
That would have helped.
That would have helped. I'm going to say fair. I'm not buying it. 16 games. I feel like the first week of MLB overreaction probably needs to be extended into the first month of MLB overreaction. And this is one of the teams who has started off much better than we thought, that is not going to be in the playoffs. I'm not buying it. I would say I would have to wait until the end of July probably to actually believe that the Angels are a playoff contender.
But I will say this, and we'll end with this. I will say this. The fact that we're having this conversation proves that the Astros are struggling and their struggles are real. The Mariners' struggles are real. The Rangers... Did the Mariners just sweep the Rangers?
They did.
Those struggles are real. Like, the A's are not performing the way that I pronounced they would. Like, this division is wide open. The fact that we're having a conversation 3 weeks into the season, are the Angels going to go to the playoffs, proves that this division is the most sad, amazing, wild, dumb, whatever you want to call it.
Dude, the American League is drunk.
The American League gets wasted like I do on a Tuesday.
Literally between the top team in the American League, which is the Tigers, Rangers, Yankees, they all have the same record, and the third to last team, which is my Baltimore Orioles, three and a half games separate them.
Yeah.
Like, things... Again, overreaction, first month of baseball, but...
Cool, Detroit's in first. Am I giving up on my tribe? Hell no.
Well, you better not. You got a ticket on them up at A&A. You got a cash, buddy.